Today on Catholic Forum, I'm very happy to welcome as my special guest via telephone from Colorado, Mr. Bill Ramsey, who is the president of the Sierra Club USA Council. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome. Happy New Year to you, and let's talk about the Sierra Club. Today starts the beginning of Vocations Week across the country. It's a week when people start to think about vocations. Vocations to the priesthood and religious life are highlighted, and that is basically the mission of the Sierra Club. So tell us about the Sierra Club. What is it?
It's an organization of Catholic laymen and women founded in the mid-1930s in Seattle, Washington by four businessmen who got together for lunch and almost a mini rotary type of an idea anyway, and but they were Catholic men and wanted to do something for the church, something that wasn't being done at the time. And they opted for a focus on vocations to the priesthood and religious life, to work toward those goals, to encourage them and affirm them. And that was the start of Sierra. They chose as a patron Father Junipero Serra, the famed Spanish missionary who founded so many of the missions in California. And so he is the patron, thus the name Sierra International. And today the Sierra has reached over all over the world now, some 38 countries, almost 25,000 members, and some 800 clubs, individual clubs around the world. Growth is pretty strong in the United States now, and also South America, Italy, and also the Asian Rim or Far East. The clubs are growing quite rapidly there. New clubs are being formed. So it's a very encouraging time for Sierra to see this kind of growth against some difficult news coming in, of course, this past year. But in spite of that, I think more and more people want to do something for the church. And so Sierra continues to grow and to do its work in encouraging and affirming vocations.
Mm-hmm. And how does Sierra Club do that, Bill? Practically speaking, how does Sierra Club promote vocations?
We do it in a number of ways. We have programs such as the Altar Server Award, which each year most all Sierra clubs have this program where they honor altar servers in the various dioceses around the country. And I don't know that this is an international effort, but it could well be. But I know in the United States it's a very major program. To give medals at a special mass that the bishop normally would preside at that mass, mm-hmm. and the young men and women would receive the Sierra Medal for outstanding service as altar servers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one way of starting young people early to be thinking about possible religious vocations for themselves. We have other programs. We just finished in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm talking to you from Denver, but I'm visiting here in Denver, but my home is Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And there we had a vocations fair this past spring and had some 7,000, 7th, 8th grade and high school youth from the Archdiocese of Omaha, which is quite a large archdiocese, for an entire day at the Civic Auditorium.
Wow.
120 buses brought them from the countryside and, of course, all the Omaha schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of our major events. We do this, so we'll be doing this every 3 years, and it's a tremendous undertaking, as you can imagine, but that was highly successful. We do sponsor a television mass in Omaha on WOW television, have for 38 years,
mm-hmm.
For shut-ins and seniors, sponsored by Sierra, and, of course, we're asking that audience to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, because prayer really is at the center of what we're doing for vocations, although we do other things, as I mentioned some of the others earlier. We have affirmation programs. We have a dinner for priests, an event for religious, a reception for them, even such things as a golf day, ways to get out with the priests, talk with them and just enjoy their company and also give them a break from their very demanding jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the programs we do, and many others. We have a First Friday Mass for vocations that the Sarah Club members and spouses attend, and a First Saturday Mass also, and just a number of other prayer-related type of support systems for vocations.
How is your club organized? Is it a parish-based or regional-based or diocesan-based?
It's pretty much clubs within a city. I'll just use my own town, Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
We have two clubs in Omaha, the Sarah Club of Omaha and the Sarah Club of West Omaha. Omaha is a town of about 380,000 people. There are about 230,000 Catholics in the Archdiocese of Omaha. It's about almost 30 to 40% Catholic in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And the clubs are organized. Usually 25 is a minimum number to have a club to be chartered. And our club in Omaha, the Sarah Club of Omaha, which I'm a member and a past president, has about, we have 105 members now. And the Sarah Club of West Omaha has probably 75 or 80 members. A typical club would probably be between those, sometimes 50 to 60 members,
mm-hmm.
Men and women. And so that's how they're really organized. These two clubs in Omaha would probably include members from dozens of parishes. We try to reach out to as many parishes as possible for involvement. And also the other key thing is the age. We have a kind of a senior club, but we are attracting more young members now, and that's all to the good of Sarah and its future growth.
Mm-hmm. And you say you have 800 of these clubs throughout the world?
Yes, that's right. And again, they continue to grow. Some areas like Denver, where I am now, would have more than two clubs because of the size of the community,
mm-hmm.
and Los Angeles and places like that, where there would be more clubs. But in Nebraska alone, there are just the clubs in Lincoln and Omaha, but we're looking at other places, smaller towns like Norfolk and Columbus, Nebraska. And we continue our extension program to set up new clubs and to work toward our goal.
That's terrific. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest via telephone this morning is Bill Ramsey, the president of the Sarah Club USA Council, and we're talking about Sarah Club. Who can join? Is it open to any Catholic man or woman?
It really is. They would like to, I guess the key thing is that prospective member is a practicing Catholic and probably a person who's active in his or her parish,
mm-hmm.
and has a definite interest in this. It's not just a club to join and have a social event. We do meet twice a month at luncheon meetings, somewhat like a Rotary or a Kiwanis club, although they meet weekly, and I'm a Rotarian, but we meet weekly, but we meet twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And those meetings are also important because our members hear speakers, religious and lay speakers, about the church today and what's going on, keeps them informed. So part of our work also is to keep our members well informed about the church in America and the need for priests and religious, of course, which is critical. And so those meetings are important as well. But most clubs are organized that way when they have two meetings a month. Sometimes they meet at lunch, sometimes dinner meetings, sometimes breakfast, mm-hmm. sometimes they meet. And we have a mass once a month also at that luncheon meeting before we have the luncheon meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the main way we're organized,
right.
And pretty much the same in clubs around the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, when a new club is formed in a city or a region, do you see immediate results? Do you see additional vocations to the priesthood in that city, or does it take some time, or do you even keep statistics such as that?
It's pretty difficult to do. Bob, we feel that our contributions in this area really are our own interest, our prayers for the vocations, mm-hmm. our affirmation of the priest. We send them a card on their birthday or anniversary of their priesthood.
Uh-huh.
Each month we issue a calendar with all the religious from the Archdiocese of Omaha on that calendar. Four or five each day through that month be the anniversary date of them being ordained or consecrated for religious life. And each day we encourage our members to pray for those people, those men and women who are in this calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So our work really continues in so many different ways. But it's hard to really put numbers down to track. You really can't track it that way. We don't really, I guess, care if we've done it or not. We know that we have been told by priests and religious who visit us and give talks to the clubs that indeed that our support was very critical to them in their formative years in the seminary or in the novitiate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, that gives us all the satisfaction we need to know that our support has indeed been helping them to continue to on their road to a consecrated life or a priestly life.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you mentioned earlier in our chat, Bill, that your club's patron is Junipero Serra. Tell us a little bit about him.
Father Serra is a tremendous inspiration to our organization because of his own determination and dedication to the church and to spreading the good news of Christ, as he did starting in Spain where he was born and moving from a college professor coming to Mexico, and this is in the 1700s, starting missions along the way in Mexico. He wanted to be a missionary and to take the good news to people around the world, and that's where he was sent to Mexico. From Mexico, he went on into Southern California and on all the way up to San Francisco, founding missions there, which many people, I'm sure, in your audience have visited those missions through the years.
Mm-hmm.
He died in near Carmel, California, at the mission of the San Carlos Borromeo, which is probably the most famous mission at Carmel,
mm-hmm.
where Father Serra is buried. That was in 1785. Many people make pilgrimages to the mission and to all the missions, the 21 missions that are scattered along the mainly along the coast of California. So we have a prayer for his canonization, and our clubs around the world have been praying this prayer for the last, for many years really, but really in earnest and in almost as a campaign for his canonization. That someday and hopefully soon he will be canonized. He was beatified in 1988. And another saint, St. Catherine Drexel, was canonized just 2 years ago, and she was also beatified in 1988. So we have new hopes then that Father Serra perhaps will be canonized sometime in the near future.
Great.
But he's somebody that does indeed keep us moving because he was a very small man, 5'3" tall. He was severely handicapped, but he moved on, and most of his travels were by foot or on a donkey. He traveled, this is a very unusual statistic, but he traveled more miles than Marco Polo and Christopher Columbus combined.
Oh, wow.
two of the great explorers in history. So he's certainly somebody that we want to emulate and to push for his canonization, which is would be so richly deserved. And I do want to, while I think of this, also congratulate you and WDEL for the Catholic Forum. You came on board with your program in 1939, just, let's see, four years after Serra was founded. So that's an amazing record, and I salute your station and you for doing these programs.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that. Bill, how can our listeners help if they want to get involved with Serra Club? They'd like some more information. Where can they go?
We're certainly inviting people today of all days and all times with the societal changes and difficulties that we're facing in the church and in society in general to have people consider Serra as another way of serving. There's so many good organizations out there, and this is certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd encourage men and women, and ages can be certainly very young. We have a lot of young Serrans in their 20s and 30s, or seniors like myself. Although when I came into Serra, I've been in the 30 years, so I guess I was sort of a young adult myself at one time. And we would encourage them to go to our website, and I think you have that address, Bob.
Yes, it's www.serraus.org, and I'll spell the whole thing out for you. It's S-E-R-R-A-U-S. .org.
Good.
And there's also a number, correct? A phone number?
Yes, we have an 800 number, 888-777-6681. That's our headquarters office in Chicago, Illinois. And we would encourage you to call or contact the website address that you just gave for information. We have materials to send to you. And then what you would do there, if you don't have the Sarah Club in your area, go to the bishop. The first stop is at the bishop's office, the chancery, to make sure that this is a good time, or the bishop would be supportive, and the bishops across America are certainly supportive of Sarah. Many of them have been club chaplains and have been supporting us all through the years. So you'd go there, and then you form your club, and then people from Chicago would come out to help you in the formation of the club.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, it sounds like a wonderful organization, Bill, and we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us this morning on Catholic Forum.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I should mention our battle cry, I guess, would be called Always Go Forward, Never Go Back, and that was what Father Sarah used to say in his travels as he baptized the thousands of Native Americans and built the missions there. So we're trying to go forward and not turn back and continue to do good work for the church.
Terrific. Thanks so much once again, Bill Ramsey from Sarah Club, for being my guest on Catholic Forum.
Thank you, Bob, so much.